He is Assemblyman Mike Montesano, represents the 15th. Talking New York American Water, always a welcome addition on the program. Sir, how are you? Hope you're well.
Good, Mooney. Good. I'm great. Thank you.
It is great to have you. Mike, I wanted to get you on because, you know, we had good news. I had Assemblyman Ed Ra on yesterday, and then I was reading, you know what, let's wait and see. Things settle. I'm already, we're getting pushback on this new bill. Went through the Assembly, going to the Senate for passage, and then we, you know, we have public service people, you know, saying that, you know what, wait a minute. We have the governor assailing the Assembly bill, called it, I think it was unconstitutional, that type of thing, illegal on its face. I found that to be somewhat disingenuous. I will explain that. But in essence, what's your feeling here on a Thursday morning regarding this Assembly bill, talking about the creation of the North and South Shore Water Authority? And again, it's about prohibiting a private water company operating in Nassau from increasing its rates in excess of 2%. We're talking about New York American Water. What do you think?
Right. Well, the bill varies quite a bit from what the Senate had initially passed. And there was some back and forth, you know, discussion as to what the Assembly wanted and what the Senate wanted and what the governor wanted. This particular bill is more comprehensive. It's a very aggressive type of bill. And, you know, I think there's room for some compromise because when it caps the water increases, the governor's position is it's the province of the PSC to set water rates and increases and so on and so forth, and not the province of the legislature. To an extent, you know, we disagree. We are the legislature. The PSC is the creation of the state legislature. So they don't have, in my opinion, absolute authority. You know, it's always subject to, you know, to the legislature. That's any government body that we create. But this is a very comprehensive bill. It does create that water authority. It does give it its bonding authority. It sets out everything it needs to set out. But I still think there's a couple of things in there that need to be adjusted. The fact that enables them, if they so choose, to enter into an agreement with any of the municipalities they cover to pay pilots, you know, for property taxes. And my opinion is there should be no property taxes, just like any other water district doesn't pay property taxes. And the feeling is that the members of some members of the Assembly and the Laura Curran in Nassau County are apprehensive about passing this tax loss over to other utility customers, you know, in Nassau or Suffolk. You know, it's an election year for Laura Curran. She doesn't want to be tagged with, you know, additional taxes. First of all, this wouldn't happen for another 2 or 3 years where there would be a tax implication. But also you're talking about $2 a year per household or per taxpayer. So it's, this goes on all the time with utilities. So there's a lot to be done yet. We're going to be having some meetings in the next couple of days, you know, Long Island delegation, to come to a consensus. And then probably the corrected bills will pass, have to go through both houses again. But I'm optimistic that, you know, this should get done in the remaining 5 or 6 weeks left in the legislative session.
I hope you're right. I just, you know, felt that every time you take a couple of steps forwards, we take a couple of steps backwards here. Talking about the fine folks over there who have been under the umbrella of, to me, unscrupulous practices regarding New York American Water. And listen, anytime you're raising your rates or threaten to 26 to 30%, which was supposed to take place on May the 1st, and all that has gone on, you know, we've been on this for years. And I found it to be somewhat disingenuous from the governor, who was all in, I thought, and then assailing this bill as he put it, unconstitutional and illegal on its face. So, but you're telling us that there is room for negotiation here. And I was critical of saying, you know, listen, I don't want to hear about any more feasibility studies, and let's weigh in and let's see what people have to say. And everybody's worried about the tax exemptions and what it means to some of the other residents. I mean, come on. I mean, we're talking, what, $30 million here? Can the county afford to kind of put that in play? I'm worried about the 120,000 who continue to be wronged on a daily basis from this, Mike.
Right, and the conversations have nothing to do with any more studies. it's decided that this has to be done. So that's no longer a question, and the governor is behind it. But you know, he has an opinion as to what extent the piece of legislation could go through, and we have ours. But there has to be the compromise, because if we don't, he simply won't sign it. He'll veto the bill. You know, for, say this the way it is now, past both houses, he has the right to veto the bill and not let it go through if he feels it's a problem. That's why everybody has to sit down and put their heads together and conform this to, you know, what the agreements are. You know, with the governor's, have to address the governor's concerns, the Senate's concerns, and still come up with the product. And, you know, we're there. It's just that some of us have different views as to how far we could push the envelope and how far we can't. You know, and there's, you know, one or two things in there I'm not excited about. And then I think these are the things that have to be, you know, filtered out. And so, like I said, there's no question to any of the players here that this has to get done. So there's no more studies. There's no more nothing. It's just, you know, fine-tuning the legislation itself.
Is there any danger as far as something of the rug being pulled from under regarding a sale here in the meantime while everybody negotiates up there in the state capitol? What about the pending sale of Liberty here? That's dangerous in itself. I don't trust New York American Water for anything they do. Is there a danger in that thinking there? Go ahead.
None of us do. The question is, that sale is subject to the approval of the PSC. The PSC is well aware of what's going on, and I don't believe they're going to be approving any sale until there's an act of the legislature, and then it becomes a moot issue. You know, the PSC, like I say, they are a creation of us, but they do operate, you know, independently. But, you know, the governor has all the appointees on the PSC, for the most part. So basically, you know, they know what's going on, and I don't think they're going to do anything ridiculous and approve a sale when they know this piece of legislation is passing.
One of your colleagues, Chuck Levine, sent a note to fellow members of the assembly, and he I guess he called it, as he put it, advisable to schedule a meeting to begin a conversation to the possibility of reconciling the bills addressing NYAW. Do you have confidence? Do you believe in Chuck Levine? He is a major cog here. He's kind of been an obstacle, Mike, as far as getting things done in the past, more time needed, that type of thing. I don't trust Chuck, I'm sorry, but are you confident as far as him being in real time here as far as wanting to get this done?
Well, I did get that memo. It's for the Long Island delegation members to get together to go over this to see what needs to be done. And I'm glad we're all included this time, because we haven't been in the past. So I'm glad we're all included. I think he realizes this needs to get done. All the eyes are on him, including the governor's office. So I believe it will get done. It's just, you know, I think the biggest obstacle for him and some others is this spreading out the lost taxes amongst all the other, you know, ratepayers. I think that's the big cog in the wheel for him, you know, for Laura Curran. But this has been done before. It's done all the time. You relieve, you know, some entity of taxes that goes to a utility, if it's a utility-based, you know, change like this one is, and that'll happen. But you know what was interesting? Even this bill passed the assembly unanimously. The other bill passed the Senate overwhelmingly. Yeah. So as the legislators, you know, from Suffolk County, from Nassau County, and the rest of the state have no objection yet. I just think this drills down to Nassau County politics of, you know, what local government may want. And, you know, Chuck Levine's trying to accommodate, you know, the local government. I don't think there's any nefariousness attached to it. I just think, you know, he's trying to cover all the bases and make everybody happy, which unfortunately doesn't always work that way, you know? I'll say I'm somewhat optimistic and confident that we should be able to resolve this issue. I don't think we're that far apart. You know, it has to do with some of the appointees also, to where they come from. You know, we have an objection, and the Senate has an objection to four people being appointed out of the town of Hempstead, when they're going to have probably no involvement in this whatsoever. You know, and Oyster Bay only has two appointments, and we have the bulk of it, you know, in the town of Oyster Bay. And I believe, you know, Senator Brooks is introducing a piece of legislation to cover the town of Hempstead with a different water authority because of its huge size. So there's a lot of things in play here. you know, a lot of moving parts. But again, I'm optimistic that we should be able to pull this together.
Listen, I hope you're right. I like the fact that, you know, you kind of have the opposites going here, where you had the Senate first, then the Assembly, the holdup. Now you have the Assembly first. We'll see what happens in the Senate as far as room for thought here. You know, listen, it comes down to that dirty T word, taxes. Whenever that's around, it is a very sensitive issue. And, of course, you know, this whole thing, folks, calls for this phase in 3 years, I think, for the tax exemption, which would have provided immediate relief, rate relief for the company's customers, which is excess of 120,000. But you're confident. I got to go along with that, Mike. So we'll keep an eye on things. You know where we are if you need us. But we eagerly await because every time this carrot is dangled, it seems to be pulled back. And that's my whole thought process here as far as why. Why does this keep happening? Every time, you know, we make strides, we take a couple backwards. But I like the fact that you're thinking confidence here. I got to go along with that. So
I'm doing my best to be optimistic. And like I say, just knowing, you know, the political end of it and the creating of legislation, there's always a lot of different opinions. And, you know, even though a lot of the players here from the same party, they don't have to necessarily agree with each other, you know. So it's just, you know, the way they see it. So I just think, you know, and then, you know, everybody sits at the table. There'll be a back and forth. And I think it'll get itself resolved.
We'll keep an eye on things and fingers crossed. Yep. Always a pleasure to have you. Mike Montesano, ladies and gentlemen, fine assemblyman representing the 15th District. Thanks, Mike, for a couple. I know you're busy today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.